Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When the Michigan state government was finally required to include in its financial statements the $60 billion of the present value of unfunded employee pensions, it changed its financial reporting practices to make this information almost impossible to find. The state government now produces two sets of financial statements, with the one not labeled as the Michigan state government financial statements being the one that reflects this enormous hole in Michigan state government finances. Now we know that this massive hole is higher than the state government is pretending. The American Legislative Exchange Council has now produced its seventh edition of unfunded public pension liabilities of state governments, this one for the year 2022. In total, the net present value of unfunded pension liabilities for the 50 state governments comes to almost $7 trillion. Of this, the Michigan state government owes more than $146 billion. Only 10 other states have higher unfunded pension liabilities. Why is this so much more than what the Michigan state government reports? It all comes down to the assumptions used in calculating net present value. Governments invariably assume that the long-run return on the investments held in their pension funds will be higher than what happens in reality. Second, if you use a very high assumption for inflation, that generates a larger discount of future payments to net present value. This has also happened often to make it possible to pretend the unfunded liabilities are smaller than they really are. Among other findings in the ALEC report is that, on a per capita basis, Michigan state government's unfunded pension liabilities are over $14,540 for every man, woman, and child in the state. Although that ranks favorably against most other states, it is still horrible news. The state of Michigan has funded barely 35% of its pension liabilities. Industry standards are that any pension less than 70% funded is unlikely to ever meet all of its future commitments. Michigan's governor and legislature know that the state government is basically bankrupt, but can't be bothered to manage the problem. Come back Friday for more details here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.